It's called Nicholas of Vintage Radio. Now I'm going to be talking to Joan White. I'm actually in a place called Seaton, which is East Devon. And Joan, Joan's got exciting stories to tell us, because even though she's down in Devon now, she spent a fair bit of time up at Birkenhead as the wife of the Assistant Secretary of the YMCA. Her husband Roy had that position. Tragically, he's no longer with us. But Joan's got quite a lot of memories that I'm sure she's happy to impart to us. Now, let's go back to the early days. Roy was involved with the YMCA down here in Colleton.
Yes, he was. It was formed during the war in 1941, basically to help integrate the evacuees that were, came from London with the local community and give them something to do, I suppose, when they were a long way away from their friends and family and home.
Now, Roy always wanted to be part of the YMCA, and then he was headhunted, I think is the correct expression, isn't it?
Yes, I think you probably could say that that was it, because in 1969, a letter dropped to our letterbox, which completely changed our lives, because he was being offered the post of Assistant Secretary at Birkenhead YMCA.
And as a result, you headed north. And I think you've got an excellent story, which you mentioned to me before, about how there was no motorways and you went up through the back roads.
Well, there were some motorways, but the motorway did not exist through Wolverhampton. So it was 25 miles of built-up area. And my abiding memory of that was there was still snow on the ground, on the verges and the side. And the trunks of the trees were black with the smoke from the industrial.
Hence the name the Black Country, because there was such a lot of industry in those days.
Yeah, they all seemed so dark. And these number of flats, that there were these very tall buildings of flats which seemed to sort of loom out at you and denoted a life that was far different from anything that we'd known in Devon.
But of course you hadn't been as far north as Birkenhead.
No, I didn't know where Birkenhead was, to be quite honest, when we started travelling. And people had told me that it would be cold, but it wasn't. That little peninsula actually was quite warm because you've got the rivers, the water either side of it.
So it wasn't quite so bad after all.
No, it wasn't quite so bad after all.
Of course, we're now talking 1969 when you went up.
In 1969, that's right, yes. And so it was 250 miles from here to Birkenhead, which seemed a very long journey. And when we got to the top of Whetstone Lane, my memory then was this derelict house, and the rafters had no tiles on them, and they just seemed to sort of loom up against the dark sky because it was beginning to get dark when we arrived, and I just wondered where on earth I was going to end up.
Yes, you were telling me about how the YMCA, because even though you did have other jobs, the YMCA in those days was a different animal, wasn't it? Because there was a lot of overseas students there.
Yes, it was. We had about 70 residents at that time in the building, but each evening, I suppose somewhere between 300 to 500 people would come over the premises for different activities. And there were also, we had groups of people that came from abroad. One group in particular were the Russians. We had a group of Russians who'd come over. They were farmers, and they'd come to study the farming ways of Britain. And they came at a time when we'd just had the foot and mouth disease, and it had been a very tragic time in Cheshire, because a lot of animals had to be destroyed.
And there was a lot of students, I recall myself, from, I think it was Iraq, Iran, who came over to be part of the engineering, which was camelids, of course.
They did, yes. And also we had students for the Blue Funnel Line.
Of course.
That came and became residents while they did their training and studying. It was very interesting. The Russians in particular, when I remember them coming, they were a sort of group of more middle-aged men, I suppose, who basically seemed to me to be a little bit on good behaviour because they couldn't just buy a ticket to come. They had to earn the right to make a foreign trip. So it was, in a way, it was a reward, I suppose, for something that they'd done for their country or in an in industry or in some way. But it was very interesting. To begin with, I think the first lot that we met in 1969, they were very quiet, rather subdued. And I remember taking them to Chester Zoo with a party of French group. They were very volatile. They sang and they were very happy and jolly. And I think they gradually got the Russians to unwind a little bit. And then we had to take the French group back to Liverpool to catch a plane home. And that was quite a memory of seeing these Russians who got out of the coach and they were sort of wandering around the airport and looking at everything until they saw somebody in a uniform. And then that seemed to frighten them. They all converged back together as quickly as they could.
Tell me about some of the other things that went on in the YMCA. I believe a lot of the local population, I think you said the ladies used to bring the kids in and buy sweets.
They did, yes. Mothers on their way to school, taking the children to school, they used to come in and buy sweets for their or crisps and things for them to have. The child would say, "I'd like that." And I could never understand why Mother said, "Wouldn't you rather have this?" Because the child had already made its mind up what it wanted. It just was confused.
There was also a lot that went on in the big room there, the hall, the theatre, as it was, as I know it. And I think you said there was another large room as well that the scouts were involved in.
Yes, there were two very large halls. One had a stage, and the other one was basically dancing. The girls used to, there was a dancing troupe that used to come in and they practiced their dancing up there. But the scouts had a sort of den that came off of that hall. But I don't know, I suppose it was the Holy of Holies to the scouts. I don't know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, because the scout movement originated in Birkenhead, as we know, and it was, the first jamboree was held in Arrow Park.
That's quite right, yes. And there was a plaque on the wall, which I understand has been moved now to the new.
Indeed, it's in the Baden Powell room of the current YMCA, which, of course, is a rebuild because the other building, which I think started in 1937, was past its sell-by date and was costing too much to maintain, so it was rebuilt. It's a little bit shorter than the other one, not as tall, but of course, entirely modern and right up to date.
Well, the first one was five stories, and there was a big gymnasium, two big halls, a billiard room.
Sounds like a boy's paradise.
I think it probably was. Yes, that was the sort of activities that went on, and then there were the shows that took place in the hall. There were pantomimes each year, which Roy helped to produce. And I think I did props and prompt wherever I was needed, basically.
Indeed. And, of course, you didn't have an official job there. This was something you did just to support Roy.
I had no official position, but I was there really to support Roy. But then I did have a job outside. I went to work for a bookshop in Grange Road. Oh, no, not Grange Road, Borough Road. Borough Road. For a while I worked there, and then I went to work for Sayers, the confectioners in Grange Road.
And also at Woodchurch, I think you mentioned.
And on the Woodchurch estate, yes. And Heswell.
Yes, it's still there.
Yes, Heswell, that's right, yes. Yes, I went as, they took over, Sayers took over a shop of previous bakers, and I can't think what their name was. But I went there as a manageress eventually, yes.
Obviously, quite used to being in charge.
Well, my husband would probably say yes.
Unfortunately, you had to come back to Colleton, didn't you? It's a sad story.
Yes, we did. It was for family reasons. My daughter, the marriage had fallen apart, and her little boy of four had died, and that caused a breakdown for her. So, and as there was another child, we came back to Colleton to basically, be there for support for her. Well, it was in 1977.
So you were there 8.5 years?
8.5 years, yes, we did. Saw very big changes while we were there, because when we arrived in 1969, the terraced houses, the Victorian terraced houses that had been built for the workers, were in the process of being pulled down. To be replaced with more modern buildings. And I think a lot of people were being moved out to the outskirts of Birkenhead, and I don't think that was a very good idea in many ways. There were many people that were very unhappy because they'd lost their friends and the contact that they'd had in the actual town.
And taking the life out of the town centre again, which is going on even today with supermarkets.
I think it was. But one of the big things that resulted in those houses being pulled down was that all the cockroaches and the mice that probably lived in them made for a nice warm building of the YMCA. And we were constantly having to have the pest control man in to control them.
I think there seems to be, just coming back to the business about moving out of city centres or town centres, I think there's a return to town centres, isn't there? I know Asda have just put up a huge, great supermarket right in the middle of Birkenhead. So maybe we're seeing the return to big shops coming back in town.
Right. Well, that would be rather nice, I suppose. But those are early days. I think we were witnessing a lot of strikes that were on in the 70s, and that is a sort of undying memory to me of seeing these men around braziers, and everything, all the building work that should have been going on was at a standstill, and you saw these steel girders of buildings beginning to rust.
Right, I'm not quite sure what that was all about, but
I don't know what all the striking was over in those days, but there was certainly a tremendous amount going on at that particular time.
Talking a bit more about Roy, when he came back to Colleton, he was still involved effectively in public service, wasn't he? Was it Leonard Cheshire?
Yes, he went to work in Lyme Regis for the Leonard Cheshire Home for the mentally handicapped and disabled children, which they took them up to the age of 18 then. And after that, they had to be moved on to somewhere else. That was interesting work, very sad at times.
Okay, Joan, we'll have to call it a day there. What an excellent set of reminiscences. I hope you do come back to Birkenhead and you'll be able to see the way things have changed. So thank you very much.
Thank you, and I look forward to coming and seeing the new building.
It'll be there and polished up, ready for you, and I'm sure a nice cup of tea and cakes will be waiting for you as well.
Excellent.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.